Today on the KMML Ag Report, I'll be talking about a bill that was signed by President Trump on Wednesday that will greatly affect farmers and producers across the country. President Donald Trump signed the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement into law on January 29th, a trade deal supplanting the North American Free Trade Agreement that's been in effect for the past 26 years. Today is a good day for American agriculture, said Sonny Perdue, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. USMCA is critical for American farmers and ranchers who will now have even more market access to our neighbors to the north and south. I'm excited to see the economic benefits of this agreement increase the prosperity of all Americans, especially those living in rural America. Canada and Mexico are the first and second largest export markets for U.S. food and agricultural products, totaling more than $39.7 billion in exports in 2018. Members of the American Soybean Association Board of Directors from five states attended the signing ceremony at the White House. This final step by President Trump ensures soybean growers will maintain access to two of their top markets, and it will also support the poultry and dairy industries that are important to soy, said Bill Gordon, ASA president and grower from Worthington, Minnesota. We reiterate our hearty thanks to both houses of Congress, the president, and their staff who worked together to make this important deal happen. Mexico has already acted on USMCA, and Canada's parliament is expected to approve the deal in the coming weeks. The trade agreement is expected to take effect later this year after additional procedural steps. Mexico is the number two market for whole soybeans, meal, and oil, and Canada is the number four buyer of meal and number seven buyer of oil for U.S. soybean farmers, making the trade agreement essential to sustaining the growth realized in those two countries under NAFTA. Under NAFTA, U.S. soybean sales to Mexico quadrupled and soybean sales to Canada doubled. Now, on Wednesday, the same day USMCA was signed, I was in Jeff City for the Corn Growers Association winter meeting and capital visit. I did a live interview with Gary Marshall, CEO for Missouri Corn Growers and chairman for Missouri Farmers Care. Gary expressed the positive effects that USMCA will have on the corn market, not only in Missouri, but also the entire Midwest. He said that Mexico was the number one corn destination. Canada is very close to that. From an ethanol standpoint, they are exporting more ethanol to Mexico and Canada. We need to start moving commodities north and south. Gary believes that USMCA, coupled with the Phase 1 trade deal signing with China earlier this month, should relieve tension for area growers. Gary also mentioned that from Kansas City, we have trains going directly into both Mexico and Canada. That is really good news from a Midwest standpoint. After the tough year we had along the Missouri River, the tributaries, or the Mississippi River, everyone is looking forward to better and bigger markets for this year. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.